Hi there, and welcome back to the Ultimate Marketer Podcast. Head coach and ultimate marketer, Ant Hodges here. Let me ask you a question today. Are you playing the hit and hope game with your marketing? So, it happens to us all. You know, we get to that point where sales dip, fewer people are buying, less and less people seem interested, and ultimately, demand drops for our products and service. Raise your hands if you've been there. Well, you'd obviously raise your hand. I'm not going to see that you're raising your hand listening to the podcast, but the whole point of that is to really just say that I would anticipate that almost every person who is listening to this podcast is there. So you are not alone. You're not alone in that. You know, when we want to try and get out of that kind of a situation, you want to step up your marketing and create a buzz that could generate more sales. You want to create a promotional campaign to make people ultimately hand over their cash in return for your product. Often, when you hit this low ebb of sales and conversion, your marketing promotions, campaigns and sales messages can scream desperation. The language that you use, the silly offers you put out just to try and get someone to buy your product, and the unintentional pressure that you may put on them as a customer just to get the sale could be enough to turn people off, to turn people away from you and from your business. I call these kind of campaigns and this kind of activity, because it's not really a campaign, hit and hope strategies. You've probably also experienced this before. You know, when you've launched a promotional campaign for a product or service, or indeed for your business, you often find that there's a real lack of interest, and ultimately the campaign itself seems to fail and it doesn't engage your customers, resulting in poor or no sales whatsoever. So what went wrong? The problem with hit and hope strategies, and the strategies that are really coming out of desperation, you know, those kind of campaigns, they just don't hit the mark, because the problem often lies with how well you've planned your campaign and how well you actually reach and communicate in a timely or relevant way with your customers. The reality is that ultimate marketers plan and execute marketing to be able to reach their customers on as many different communication levels as possible, in multiple channels, and through using varied types of media. By touching base with them in various methods, in various ways, you're making sure that they understand you have something to offer, and ultimately, hidden hope won't exist because you've put the time into the planning and the preparation. Do you know what? Hidden hope will never be possible if you really want to achieve success in your marketing. So, there are six ways that, as a minimum, you should build into a campaign to reach each of your desired customers. Not just one activity, but leverage it as a campaign. It's not a hidden hope strategy. You need to research your audience, plan your campaign, and deliver valuable content in ways that will be relevant to them. So, number one, use your website. If you don't have a website, at least go to somewhere like WordPress.com and sign up for a blog completely free of charge. Have an online presence. If you use your website's homepage to promote your campaign, or better still, create a web page specifically for your promotion, that is a great way of keeping your campaign targeted and laser focused. It gives you visibility online, and you can just point people to your new promotion or to the landing page that you've created, the individual page that talks about your promotion. Landing pages are a great way to direct and keep specific traffic switched on to your message. Number two, send an email. An email to your list that provides the details of your promotion to your customers can help you reach a larger audience with very minimal effort. Your message should be simple, timely, it should highlight what's in it for them if they buy, And it shouldn't be an out-and-out pressure sales message. Make sure you've got valuable content in that message. Now, joint ventures are massively powerful in marketing. They are even more powerful with email marketing. Why is this? Because you do a joint venture with somebody who has a list of people that would be interested in your product, your service, your promotion, and you do some kind of joint venture arrangement with them, and they'll tell their audience about it. So if they had the same size audience as you, you've just doubled your potential audience. If they've got a bigger audience, you've maybe 10x'd your audience if they've got 9 times the size of your target audience in terms of a list. 10 times bigger than your list, you're going in the right direction. Find the joint venture partners that will really give you the right leverage. Number 3, make a video. Create a compelling video to advertise your promotion and put it up on YouTube, Facebook, Vimeo, or many other video platforms that are out there for you to be able to put it on there. Keep it short and creative. Your video has 4 seconds to live and die by. So therefore, the start of your video's got to hook them, give them enough value, and sell them on watching the next part of the video. For the Ultimate Marketer On Demand members listening, dig out your video marketing secrets letter that I sent you with the hints, tip sheet, and see how you can run with the pattern interrupt, content creation, and call to action blueprint. Number 4, use the telephone. The telephone, the most underutilized marketing tool that you have in your arsenal. And I will keep saying that until I get the telephone as the number one marketing tool. Call your existing customers and inform them of your promotion. Follow up on leads and those that make those inquiries and actually speak to people about your campaign. If you have an answer machine, actually, scrub that. You shouldn't be having an answer phone or a voicemail. But if you do, or hold music and message, change the message to mention your promotion. The way you really want to use the telephone side of things in a big way is forget your voicemail and your answer phone and actually get a call answering service so that somebody can speak to a human being. If they can engage in that conversation at the end of the inquiry, that person who answers the phone could mention your conversation, your campaign, and actually encourage them to maybe think about getting some more information about it. Number 5, get writing. Write an article in your regular newsletter, and if you're not sending a regular newsletter, make sure that you start as soon as possible and get sending your email newsletter, your postal newsletter, whatever it is. Write on your blog, write a press release about the promotion, and distribute these to your existing target customers and the local or national press, whichever is relevant. Number 6, direct mail. For less than the cost of a postage stamp today, we can get postcards and letters printed, folded, enveloped up, and mailed to people by using online systems to be able to do this. If your campaign deserves it, think about lumpy mail and a bigger envelope with something inside it, a gift or a promotional item of some kind. With direct mail, there are very, very few people doing it today. Your letters and postcards, they're not going to get lost in the sea of junk mail because nobody else is doing it. So in summary, 1, use your website. 2, send an email. 3, make a video. 4, use a telephone. 5, get writing in terms of newsletters, blogs, articles. Write, and then 6, send some direct mail. Make sure you have that as the minimum in terms of a campaign. Forget hit and hope strategies. Plan and prepare that campaign. As a starter, you can do a lot more. But that will hit your audience in multiple ways and will hopefully convince them that you're not just reacting to your own situation or market conditions, but you had that marketing plan all along. Now it's time to get stuck in and take action. Listen to this podcast again. Make sure you digest the information that's in there. If you want to get more information, do dive over to ultimatemarketer.net and subscribe to the Ultimate Marketer On Demand service, where you can get more information from me and the Ultimate Marketer team on how you can improve and change your marketing forever. If you'd like to join in the conversation over on our Facebook page, please jump over to facebook.com/theultimatemarketer. Ant Hodges, founder and creator of the Ultimate Marketer Program, signing off for another episode of the Ultimate Marketer Podcast. I look forward to chatting to you again real soon, and I look forward to sharing with you more strategies on how you can become the next ultimate marketer. Take care.